Last year, 48.6% of people who took the California bar exam passed. This year, it dropped to 46.6%. Law School Transparency is a nonprofit advocacy organization whose executive director, Kyle McEntee, says the declining bar exam passage rates have been happening nationwide and come as no surprise.
Schools are having a harder time finding people who are willing to attend at the prices that they're wanting to charge. And as a result of the falling demand and the needs to meet their revenue goals at the school level, they're taking students who otherwise would not have been admitted.
McEntee says there are other contributors to the falling enrollment.
There is a limited number of legal jobs out there, and this was not widely known until a few years ago. And when the data started to show that there were far fewer jobs than schools were claiming, that's when the demand fell.
He says law schools would be able to better attract the students needed to fill their classrooms if they made the education more affordable. Anna Duckworth, KCBS. There has been a stark drop in bar passage rates nationwide in recent years. Last year's rate in California was 48.6%, so at 46.6% this year, it's dropped even further. Kyle McEntee is executive director of the nonprofit advocacy organization Law School Transparency, which recently did an investigation into admissions and retention policies at American Bar Association-approved law schools.
And what our findings were that the admissions credentials have fallen off, and that from that decline in quality of incoming student, we can predict lower bar passage rate.
McEntee says schools are having a hard time finding students who can pay what they charge, which has resulted in them taking students who otherwise may not have been admitted.
It isn't so much that law schools need to adjust their curriculums, it's that they need to become more affordable. Once they're more affordable, they'll be able to better attract the students that they need to fill their classrooms.
McEntee expects the declines to continue for at least the next 2 years. Anna Duckworth, KCBS.